الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us o the one who is the most honorable the most gracious alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We would love to welcome our viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You are watching this brand new episode on Madani channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Sultanul Hind, the patron of the poor. Gharibe Nawaz. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for granting us the ability and tawfiq to praise him firstly, and alhamdulillah that Madani channel now presents to you this brand new and amazing series in the month of Rajab, the month of Rajabul Murajab Sharif, alhamdulillah. So we will go on from today inshallah right up to the 6th of this auspicious month of Rajab Sharif inshallah. These special programs and series have been designed for our viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, it is extremely informative and we are going to be having guests with us inshallah azzawajalla as we go along. We hope that the viewers and listeners of Madani channel are going to be with us from now till the end of today's episode and program, in which we are going to be learning about the virtues and blessings of Rajab Sharif. What are the virtues of this auspicious month, inshallah azza wa jalla? May Allah azza wa jalla grant us the blessings of this auspicious month. Let us listen to the virtues and blessings of Durud-e-Pak, inshallah azza wa jalla. And thereafter, we will move on and then, of course, listen to the kalams and manqabats and so many other beautiful segments, dear viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, we are going to be listening to Madani pearls as well. So, here a great saint of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Fudala bin Ubaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned, a great saint of Islam, he has mentioned that the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen a person who had completed his salah and then he had made this dua. Allahumma ghfirli wa rahamni. Oh Allah azza wa jalla, forgive me and have mercy upon me. Upon this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned to him, oh, the one who has performed a salah, you have hasted, you have rushed. Allahu Akbar. And then the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to him, when you complete your salah, when you are done with your namaz, so firstly praise Allah Azza wa Jalla. Praise Allah Azza wa Jalla in a manner that he deserves to be praised. After that, recite salat upon me and then make your dua. The narrator then says, after some time, another musalli came and then read his salah. After his salah, he then made dua. Rasulullah then said to him, oh, the one who has performed the salah, ask and Allah will now grant you. He performed his salah and he praised Allah Azza wa Jalla. Upon this, the Prophet then said to him, for he then recited durood, that now you can ask for whatever you want to ask. Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant that to you. Scholars of Islam have mentioned, for this hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif, that it has become evident from this narration that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a form of blessings, for reciting durood and sending of salawat upon him is dua for our own souls and selves. Through his virtues and blessings, one's answers, one's du'as and supplications are answered, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. May we be saved from excessive talking, and may we make the time for the recitation of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to see the blessings of that in both worlds. Alhamdulillah. And now we will move on to the next part of this program. Since we have heard the virtues and blessings of Durood-e Pak, remember, dear viewers, in today's episode and program, firstly, we are going to highlight the importance and the virtues of this blessed month of Rajab Sharif, inshallah. Stay tuned with us. Enjoy this kalam for now, inshallah, Zawajal, until we return. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Khwaja piya, khwaja piya, khwaja piya,
charaagh chisht shahaliya, ghareeb nawaz, bahar anjuman Mustafa, ghareeb nawaz, suno suno. Mere haajat rawa, ghareeb nawaz, main de raha hu sada par sada, ghareeb nawaz.
Haaj-e-khaajga, haami-e-be-kasa, iltija sun lo shaah-e-umm ke liye. Haaj-e-khaajga, haamiye be kasa, iltija sun lo shahe umm ke liye.
Kar do karam mere khwaja piya, kar do karam sayyidi mohtaram, kar do karam sayyidi mohtaram, tumko bheja gaya hai karam ke liye.
Haajga haamiye be kasa, iltija sun lo shahe umm ke liye. Khwaja piya, khwaja piya, khwaja piya,
noor-e-shah-e najab mere khwaja piya, noor-e-shah-e najab mere khwaja piya, teri chaukhat se duniya ne paayi ata, teri chaukhat se duniya ne paayi ata, khaliq do jahan se ye rutba mila, khaliq do jahan se ye rutba mila,
tere darbar faiz o karam ke liye. Khwaja piya, khwaja piya, khwaja piya, khwaja piya,
shahe ajmer mera masiha hai tu, shahe ajmer mera masiha hai tu, dard mandon ke dukh ka madawa hai tu, dard mandon ke dukh ka madawa hai tu, teri nisbat ka daman rahe haath mein, teri nisbat ka daman rahe haath mein, bas dawa hai yahi ranj-o-gham ke liye.
Haaj-e-khaajga haamiye be kasa, iltija sun lo shahe umm ke liye. Khwaja piya, khwaja piya, khwaja piya,
thamna haath hai sayyid-e-meherban, thamna haath سید مہربان ہے تیرا کام خواجہ خطا پوشیاں ہے تیرا کام خواجہ خطا پوشیاں لاج رکھنا فنا کی معین جہاں لاج رکھنا فنا کی معین جہاں حشر میں تاج دار حرم کے لیے حاجہ خاج کا حامی بے قسم التجا سن لو شاہ امم کے لیے خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا خواجہ
پیا. دس کلام واز بین ریسائٹڈ بائی our mashallah great Naat Khan of Da'wat Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless him in both worlds. Here I would love to start with an parable. Aapko is mahine ki fazilat, the virtues of this month, the blessings of this month. However, here listen to this beautiful narration as it had been mentioned about a pious lady from Basra. So it has been mentioned that this pious woman, before passing away, she said to her son that this is the shroud I give to you and I desire to be shrouded in this when I die. After her death, the son thought to himself and changed her desired shroud with another shroud and coffin. When he returned back to his home, Allahu Akbar, and when he enters his house, he finds the shroud that he used for his mother was found at home. Astounded by this, he then goes and searches for the coffin that his mother had given him, that his mother had said and requested before her death that she wants to be shrouded in that. He found that to be missing. And in place of that, what's missing, he found the shroud that he had given his mother. Astounded by this, lost in a deep thought, he heard a voice from the unseen, Allahu Akbar, that said to him, "We do not leave the people who fast in the month of Rajab to be stricken with grief in their grave." Allahu Akbar. We do not allow for those people that fast in the month of Rajab to be stricken with sorrow and grief, to say with the azab, to be tormented in the qabr. So if they had fasted in the month of Rajab, therefore we treat them well and we take care of their needs even in that world. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let us learn some du'as of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as mentioned in the books of ahadith. When the month of Rajab would approach, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this du'a. Allahumma barik lana fi rajabin wa sha'ban wa balighna ramadan. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. The meaning of which is, O Lord, bestow blessings upon us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and allow us to meet and see the month of Ramadan. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make it such, dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned the virtues of this month in the books of ahadith, and we will go through them inshallah. As the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned that the month of Rajab is the month of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the month of Sha'ban is my month, whereas the month of Ramadan is the month of my ummah. Allahu Akbar. Look at the category and look at the distribution, dear viewers of Madani channel, of the subhanallah. So there are various names of this blessed month of Rajab Sharif, alhamdulillah, and we would like to mention the virtues and blessings of this. At the same time, make good intentions. It has been mentioned that Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's era, in his time and era, there was a young handsome man who was in love with a girl. And one day, after some time, he found an opportunity of taking her in privacy and bringing out his actions into reality. In other words, he intended to commit sins. He intended to commit fornication. And this is a true story, dear viewers of Madani channel. Listen to this narration, Allahu Akbar, that being a non-Muslim, being a non-Muslim, he takes this girl and he goes out, and then he sees a notion of people that are involved in some commotion, and they are speaking about the sighting of the moon. As he is taking this girl with him, he then turns towards her and then he asks her that, what is this commotion all about? Which month's moon sighting are they even talking about? And then she smiled at him and said to him that, well, they are talking about the month of Rajab. They are talking about the sighting of the moon of Rajab. It is this holy and auspicious month of Rajab. The moment he heard that, he separated himself from this girl. Though he had an opportunity on hand, though he awaited this opportunity, Allahu Akbar, though he waited anxiously to have some sort of place being alone with her, when he heard the name of Rajab, he separated himself from her and then said to her that, we will revere, we will honor and respect this month of Rajab. Allahu Akbar. Having said this, it had been mentioned that Hazrat Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah alayhi salatu wasalam then was given this news and khabar to go and give him this glad tidings of Rahmah and blessings. Allahu Akbar. The situation was shown to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, upon which he then goes and pays a visit to that person. Upon hearing this, Allahu Akbar, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has enlightened him, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed him. Upon hearing this, he was blessed with the blessings of faith and Iman. He brought Iman and faith upon Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He embraced Islam instantly. And this is simply because of respecting the month of Rajab. So here, there are many categories of explaining what I have just mentioned. The first thing that we need to do, let's look at the do's and don'ts, right, dear viewers? The first thing that we need to adhere, we need to understand, and we need to do is to recognize the sanctity and the blessings of this month. When a person understands the status and the sanctity of the month, then he would now make an effort to respect this month, which the Quran has commanded a person to respect. It is not just, aqwal and sayings of the pious predecessors, or it is not only mentioned in the books of ahadith. Rather, it has been commanded by Allah Azza wa Jalla to respect and revere these four holy months. Now, what are those months mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 36? Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم.
Indeed, the number of months. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله. Indeed, the number of months with Allah Azza wa Jalla are 12 in the book of Allah, since the day the earth and the skies were created. The earth and the heavens were created. منها أربعة حرم, and from amongst those 12 months, منها أربعة حرم, four of them are sacred. ذلك الدين القيم. This is the straight religion of Islam. ذلك الدين القيم. Now, when you open the books of Ahadith, and now you would try to understand the explanation of this beautiful ayah. When you open the books of commentaries and tafasir, and then you would learn what the scholars have mentioned about this verse. Commenting on this verse, a great scholar of Islam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has mentioned, out of four, 3 months are consecutive. Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram. Whereas the month of Rajab is actually separated from them. However, for the blessings of these 4 months to be mentioned in the Quran explains its sanctity. There is a reminder for the believers that this is an auspicious month, and Allah has commanded you as a believer, as a Muslim, if you recite the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to honor, to revere, to respect this awesome month. The only time a person would respect is when you are anxiously awaiting the arrival of such a month. Jaise Ramadan aane wala hai, so the pious predecessors would prepare in advance for the arrival of this month of Ramadan. 3 months before the arrival of Ramadan, and they will still cry 3 months later. So the only time you can respect is when you understand the maqam and the status of this month. And I am mentioning them, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Now remember, the Quran has then mentioned, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. So, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. This is the straight religion. And then Allah Pak says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. So do not wrong yourselves in these 4 months. In those months, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram and Rajab. Normally to hum gunah kabhi na karein. Koshish ye kare ki hum gunah na kare. We shouldn't be committing any sins. Lekin especially, beware, O sinners. Beware, O people who openly commit sins, who excessively commit sins. Beware. Halt a little and reflect and ponder over the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned these 4 months and the specialities of this month. So one is supposed to respect it. It is stated that those who show respect for this month do not commit sins. And if you do, Allahu Akbar. And even if you did commit a guna and sin deliberately, knowing it's a month of Rajab, then it is harm to yourself. It is your own nuqsan. It is your own damage. It is something that you have actually lost. And a person should focus a little upon this as well. Now, I want to go a little more into detail, inshallah, Zawajal, but what are some of the things that a person can do in the month of Rajabul Rajab Sharif? Firstly, as I mentioned, right, we need to get our facts straight. We need to get our ducks in a row. We need to know, okay, right, we need to prepare for the month of Rajab. First is identification and acknowledgement of a very auspicious month, the month of Rajab. Secondly, we need to worship. What are the values and what are the benefits of the first day, second day, third day, the entire month, then the month of Shaban? Allahu Akbar. So since we are in Rajab, let's acknowledge, let's pay full attention and listen to the virtues and blessings of fasting in the month of Rajab Sharif. Fasting is a beautiful act. It's very beneficial spiritually as well as physically. For those who are lovers of eating, try to fast, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and see how many blessings and how many benefits you would receive. Fasting is a very beautiful action of a person that you can do, inshallah, azza wa jal. If a person could fast in the month of Rajab, mashallah, it will be a awesome deed and awesome action. The person who will keep 7 roza, the person who will keep 7 fast, Allah azza wa jalla shall close 7 doors of hell upon him. Whereas the person who keeps 8 fast in the month of Rajabul Murajab Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall open 8 doors of paradise upon that person. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani channel. Then the Holy Rasulullah said, it was in the month of Rajab that Hazrat Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had completed his ark. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam stepped onto his ark in the month of Rajab. He himself fasted and he advised his companions that were also on the ship on the ark to also fast. And then he says, he traveled for 6 months on the water until it reached with safety. Alhamdulillah, there are numerous virtues and blessings of fasting in the month of Rajab. Alhamdulillah, why should you not try fasting 1 roza for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Try it on a Monday, try fasting on a Thursday, try keeping 3 fasts in Rajab, 3 fasts in Shaban and the entire Ramadan as well. And mashallah, there are brothers who follow the sunnah of the Holy Rasulullah and they prepare themselves, because why? The scholars of Islam have mentioned that Rajab is the month of sowing the seeds of virtues, whereas the month of Shaaban is the month of watering those virtuous deeds with your tears. And the month of Ramadan is the month of harvesting the crops of rahmah and blessings. A person should not sow the seeds of the devil, sow the seeds of sins and wish to reap the crops of blessings. It is an action of foolishness, dear viewers of Madani channel, that we commit an evil act and then we want Allah to reward us for that. So how unfortunate is that person who did not sow the seeds of virtuous deeds in this month of Rajab, and he did not water that garden with the tears of sharam and haya, with the tears of remorse and regret for committing sins. How would he ever get the actual blessings of the month of Ramadan? When the first When the moon is sight the month of Ramadan, people then find it very hard for the first sahari, for the first iftar. People are hungry because people are untrained. So there is a book on the website of Da'wat Islami called Excellence of Hunger. Please download this book and share it with others as well. In a very famous book called Mukashafatul Qulub, the author of that book, Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he had explained the virtues and the blessings. So listen to his explanation, subhanAllah. He says that the word Rajab had derived from the word Tarjib, which means to respect, it means to honor. And subhanAllah, together with that, there are various names of this month as well. So even in the pre-Islamic era, non-Muslims would respect this month. Another name of this month is Al-Asam. Al-Asab is the first name, Al-Asam is the second name. Rajab is one name. As I mentioned, it derived from the word Tarjib, which means to honor, so this month has to be honored. Secondly, Al-Asab means something that flows continuously, fastest flow. And Al-Asab, the name of this month, Al-Asab, for this reason, for Allah's rahmah and blessings flows onto the people, onto the sinners as well. Allahu Akbar. Allah's rahmah and blessings goes onto every person. Al-Asab, with the meme at the end, Al-Asam, it is this name for the name or the meaning of this is the death. Because in the month of Rajab, even in the pre-Islamic era, the sound of war, of fight could not be heard. Therefore, this name is known as Al-Asam as well. And the third name, the month of stoning, Rajam or Rajim, that's meant to say stoning. So the devils and the evils are stoned in this month. So here we learn that this month was honored, it is honored, and it will forever be honored until the day of judgment. Qiyamat ke din tak iski hurmat jo hai. The azmat, the excellence, the exaltation, and the virtues of this month will always increase until the day of judgment. It will never lessen. It was always there and it will always remain there till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah grant us the ability to understand and recognize and never ever be under this long hope that I will wait for the month to come. When the month will come, we'll see what will happen. Oh, let 15 days pass, the first 15 days, take it easy a little bit. Second 15 days, I'll start from there. No. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut is actually the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we will be faced to be lowered into our dark grave. So take full advantage of this, dear viewers of Madani channel. It's just not allowed to hunt anything, to fight, to shed blood in the month of Rajab. Quarrels, fights, arguments, and sins that are committed excessively should be abandoned. And use this as an opportunity never to commit sins again, even after the month of Rajab has passed. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us mention more virtues of this month, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Now listen to these ahadith, diarize them, remember them, and be motivated, right? There are virtues for every day in this month and for different dates, as I mentioned, the first day, second day, third day, so on, so forth. What's so difficult, dear viewers of Madani channel? It is all about your mind, how you train yourself. You can make lots of istighfar. You can make lots and lots of tawbah. Istighfar is very, very important. And istighfar is something which you and I have actually abandoned. We have stopped making istighfar. We have stopped asking Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness for the excessive sins that we are committing and we do commit on a daily basis. Let's ask Allah Azza wa Jalla through the sadqa of His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to forgive us our sins and to pardon us and to make us better Muslims. Now, let me give you motivation for a hadith. I was looking for this narration and I found it. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah Alayhi Salatu Wasalam passed by an enlightened mountain. He was walking past and he saw one Nurani Nur mountain. And then he asked Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant zaban and tongue to the mountain so that he could converse and communicate with the mountain. Allah Azza wa Jalla granted the mountain ability to speak to the mountain and asked him, "Oh Isa Ruhullah, what do you want?" So he then asked, "What do you have?" The mountain said, "Well, I am enlightened. I am Nurani Nur. I have so much of light and Nur upon me simply because I have a human inside me." Allahu Akbar, there is a person who is worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla for the past 600 years in me. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam then asked Allah azza wa jalla for ijaza and for that person to be revealed. The mountain split and this person came out, and Allah azza wa jalla shown Isa alayhi salatu wasalam this person who worshipped Allah azza wa jalla for 600 years. And then Allah azza wa jalla asked him, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, is there anyone who is better than this person? It was revealed upon Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, O Isa, Allahu Akbar, the virtue and the blessings and the reward and thawab that will be granted to any ummati of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the reward that he will get for keeping one roza and one fast will be better than the ibadat that has been made by this person for the past 600 years. 600 saal tak jo inhone ibadat ki. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The person who keeps one roza in the month of Rajab, who will be from the ummati of my beloved Habib to come, his one fast in the month of Rajab will be better than the ibadat of this person who has worshipped for 600 years. Even then, since we do not have lengthy lifespan, even then, if we are not motivated to perform virtuous deeds, then what type of Muslims are we? A question that's asked, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. What type of Muslims are we when we cannot keep away from sinning? We are so absorbed, we are so immune, we are so routine to committing sins that now we don't have to regret because it's part of our life routine. Just as you need to eat, you need to sleep, likewise sins are committed. This is a reminder for a believer. It's a reminder for each another. Let's turn towards our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's turn towards His mercy. Let's ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to pardon our sins. Allah Azza wa Jalla is Ghafoor Rahim. He is Arham Rahimin, the most merciful, most forgiving. If you turn towards Him, our sins will definitely be pardoned. If we use this month as a yardstick for our sins to be forgiven and together with that for our lawful du'as to be answered, then here is the chance. You can't find a job, become pious. You have given your heart to the world and your heart is spotted, because the hadith of the Holy Rasulullah is that when you commit one sin, Allah Azza wa Jalla makes a black spot on your heart. And the more you sin, the more a person sins, all the sins that I mentioned, lying, cheating, haram acts such as drinking, womanizing, all these actions, dear viewers, that spot will then start to grow and larger to the extent that the entire heart then blackens and becomes hard, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. The life and the deceiving of this lifetime, such as your health, your wealth, your youth, your beauty, your money, your friends, your family, your activities, your daily routine, lack of Islamic knowledge, lack of understanding the concept of your existence in this world. When you don't have a mission for the hereafter, then you will be wandering without any reason in this world. And we are focused more upon investments. We are focused more upon dunyawi benefits. And least we'll go to Jannah because Rasulullah is there. I recite the kalima. But remember, there is a thing called punishment as well. There is a thing called kiraman katibin. They are upon your shoulders, these innocent angels who derise all those sins that we commit. What face are we going to show to Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of Qiyamah is what we need to be concerned about, alhamdulillah. So inshallah, recite lots of durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Make virtues and good intentions, help Muslims, remove difficulties from people. These are the actions you could do in the month of Rajab. Please them, cause happiness to enter in the heart of believers with a smile perhaps that you could give for free of charge. It wouldn't cost you any money to smile and make salam to a person, and do it only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah bless you. If you are not in talking terms with your family members, with your close relatives, then pick up the phone, give them a call, sit in your car, go and give them a visit, break the ice, seek forgiveness, and this is another way of attaining the mercy and the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So many actions you could do, dear viewers, to show some interest that you are respecting this month of Rajab. May Allah bless you in both worlds. Tomorrow is another episode. Stay tuned with Madinah Channel. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hajar.